Okay, well, welcome back everyone to the afternoon session of Saturday's 2022 Light Conference. And Melena's here.
I am.
And John is here. he's muted. Okay, so let's take a deep breath. Let's all get centered in our Sacred Heart Center, present in our crucible. With our frequency set at 150% light. Take another deep breath. Be aware of yourself seated in your seat in your cosmic light crucible. Surrounded by the full contingency of great light beings, including you. Notice the magnificent light that emanates through our light temple. Now, please welcome the Council of 12. We are the Council of 12. You have been prepared in this last session to continue with the activation of the seventh light packet. First, we would like to present to you some main concepts about this seventh dimensional light packet. The seventh light packet and the significance of it now as you continue on your path to ascension. The seventh light packet is a much more refined light packet that is greatly influenced by the eighth dimensional light template. It too resides in the heart center of your light body. This light packet activates the 10th strand of DNA. The 10th strand of DNA relates to your soul spirit unification and the wisdom that it carries and communicates. The seventh light packet helps the light body have a direct influence on the physical body because of the 10th strand of DNA activation. Take a deep breath. The seventh light packet and the 10th strand of DNA can subtly transmit certain energetic components, such as unity consciousness and aspects of wisdom that come from your soul spirit into the consciousness of your physical body. This escalates the actual alchemical and molecular changes that need to take place within the third, fourth dimensional physical body to move it swiftly into fifth dimension. because of the diligence that all of you have shown in the last year, it is quite possible that that could happen by the end of 2023. This can only happen through the activation of the seventh light packet, as well as the imprints of the master light packet that will encompass all seven light packets. This light packet brings in a fuller expression of the light prism and the light prism function. The light prism actually holds the spirit blueprint, adds the second ray of creation in a stepping down mechanism to fractionate the pure light into various color codes that can be used in form to create form within form, but in a much purer reflection of your original light when your spirit was created in the very beginning, before you were human. The prism sits in the heart center of your light body, where it is used in the purest form of who you are as a light body that creates the light of source in various iterations. The light prism has a great influence on all of the light packets. When it was first introduced to you, it was in a step-down version of the fifth dimension, which was at that time a stretch for all of you to fully conceive of its complete use. The light prism is in reality a unique light prism of the 12th dimension that came into existence when your spirit was first created in the image and similitude of the source of your being. The light prism will continue to manifest in different iterations as it is used in various creative ventures in diverse dimensional states of consciousness. Because it resides in the heart center of your light body, it can be easily drawn from and used in different dimensional sequences. One of the most valuable uses of the light prism is that it continually upgrades the seed crystals in the pineal center, because it constantly emanates a number of sound codes. The human brain has to be significantly upgraded as we move forward in this ascension process. Since the light prism contains all color codes and sound codes, it continually upgrades the function of the seed crystals. Now take a deep breath. Present in the moment. And alert, conscious, breathing to assist your physical body. Another deep breath. Now that we've given you a few of the key concepts of the energetic components that contribute to more refined functions of the seventh light packet, let us now actually activate this light packet and also the 10th strand of DNA. Take a deep breath. Notice that your light body is continuing to spin at 150% light. Now, return to the DNA control room, where the cabinet labeled light quotient is located. Notice the dial on the front of the cabinet is fully turned on. Also notice you are standing in front of your DNA matrix. There are 9 strands of DNA already activated, and also 6 light packets. Look to the higher shelf for the 7th light packet. Touch it with your forefinger of your right light body hand. It immediately lights up. Now, close the cabinet. This light packet emanates a radiant array of multiple colors, some of them which you have never seen on Earth. They are accompanied by a humming tone that you energetically recognize as something that you're familiar with, but can't quite put your finger on it yet. Take a breath. Allow yourself to sit in this rarefied energetic space. Now, notice that your DNA matrix is still within the immediate energetic field of your light body. With your intention, command your 10th strand of DNA to activate. It immediately lights up in a brilliant golden hue. This DNA strand carries the wisdom of Christ consciousness as well as the wisdom of your soul spirit. It continually influences you to remember that you are a Christed being of light who creates light as well as creates form. Now let's sit together as you reclaim the perfection of what Source created in you. Take a deep breath. Conscious and alert. Now, let us weave the basic levels of the eighth dimensional light template into the 10th strand of DNA, the light body and the physical body. As you know from this morning's conversation, the eighth dimensional light template has been unlocked at a very basic level at the present time. It does, however, reconnect you to the higher light aspect of yourself and sets in motion different frequencies and sequences of light codes. As we move forward together in this teaching series, this eighth dimensional light template changes everything, including who you perceive yourself to be. Take a deep breath, present and alert. Notice how the streams of the eighth dimensional light template are streaming into your unified field, into the furthest edge of your field. It is so brilliant and colorful that you will always be drawn to its essence. It also streams into the apex of your fourth triad, the eighth chakra of your third triad, your soul star, and your earth star. Be aware of yourself as an ascending master of light, holding the first iteration of the unlocked eighth dimensional light template. Take a deep breath in this recognition. Are you surprised by the realization that you are an ascending master that is capable of holding in your body an iteration of the eighth dimensional light template? With your intention to further take the first iteration of the eighth dimensional light template into other parts of you, begin to weave this light template into your 10th strand of DNA. Because this strand relates to your soul spirit, the 8th dimensional light template alters forever your memory of yourself as a creator of light, first and foremost, as well as being a creator of matter. This is a state of being that you will evolve into as more iterations of this light template are unlocked. Now let us weave the first iteration of the eighth dimensional light template into your light body, which will greatly influence your present physical body until it is transmuted into a fifth dimensional physical body. This will help you to recover some parts of the memory codes that you are your soul spirit as they are transmitted into your present form. When it's time for your next upgrade, we will assist you to take the 10th strand of DNA that we have woven into your light body, and then weave it into your fifth dimensional physical body. Take a deep breath and sit in the energetics that are now in your field. Take a deep breath. Another breath. Be present in this moment. Be conscious. Notice how you are still seated in your cosmic light crucible. Notice you are in your light body, holding a frequency of 150% light. Now, let's talk about the ninth ray of creation, the color, the sound codes that emanate from the 12th dimensional light prism. We will speak to you about how the light prism affects the seed crystals that are in your physical body's head. The effect that the 12th dimensional light prism has on the seed crystals brings an upgrade into your physical body's brain that will be needed as you move forward in our ascension process. As you know, the ninth ray of creation was created by Prime Creator to assist the creator gods to create more efficiently and effectively as they use the Christed Matrix blueprint that was given to them. It is composed of multiple sounds that expand the creative energetics and contribute to the manifestation of individual creations. You benefited from all the rays of creation as you struggled to overcome many distortions that limited you as you navigated through the fallen paradigm of third dimension. When you received those basic concepts of the ninth ray of creation, you did not have a state of consciousness so that you could fully comprehend the massive energetics that it contained. Most of these sounds were held in very refined realms of source. Some of them were held in the quantum field of various universes. Most of them could not be heard by your human ears. Over the years, you have learned to receive them in your subconscious. You often mimic some of these sounds by playing notes on certain instruments or toning vowel sounds of your language. This was very helpful because it helped you to become more conscious as you created and manifested your reality. You learned to create outside of all the distortions that limited you. As we move into a stable fifth dimensional body, in states of fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional consciousness, more of the ninth ray will become usable. One of the first fifth, sixth, seventh iterations of the ninth ray has been gifted to you through the light prism that you received this year in teachings from us. You could only receive the light prism from a fifth dimensional state of consciousness. This is now slowly changing. Take a deep breath. We, as the Council of 12, are present with you at this time to expand your awareness of the ninth ray of creation, activate another iteration of the light prism, which alters the function of the seed crystals that are within the head of your physical body. So take another deep breath and focus your attention on the seed crystals that are already lighting up as you draw your attention to them. Draw the light prism into your third eye. This light prism is now a seventh dimensional light prism because it has been greatly affected by the activations that have taken place in the last 2 days of this conference. It has benefited you greatly from the opening of the eighth dimensional time lock. The ninth ray sound relates to the light prism and the 888 codes that now reside in the second triad. The light prism activates another level of seed crystals in the brain. It brings the seed crystals into another octave of energetics from which to transmit creative light from the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. The unlocked eighth dimensional time lock also has a great influence on these crystals now. This upgraded light prism also contains considerably more light codes that are amplified by a magnificent array of sound. You still will not be able to hear most of these sounds because you have not fully activated your fifth dimensional body. When you sit quietly and focus your attention on the seed crystals in your brain area, and also on the incoming light prism, you can feel or sense the mystical sounds that were just activated by the Lords of Light and this council that are specifically for this light conference. It is our gift to you so that you could successfully proceed with these teachings. Take a moment and receive these subtle emanations. Take a breath and receive. Another breath, conscious, alert. Let us now proceed. It will take some integration time to acclimate yourself to these subtle sounds. When you focus your attention on these transcendent sounds, it is very beneficial. There is no need to hear them with your physical ear. You begin to know them from your illumined light body. Now focus your attention to the magnificent seventh dimensional color codes. Notice how brilliant and luminous they are. There's no comparison to the fifth dimensional color codes that you first received. There's no separation between the color codes and the sound codes. They are merged and united with the color codes that we have just activated. Take a breath. Present. Another breath. Now move your attention to the seed crystals, where a crystal clear, multi-dimensional, diamond quadratic configuration is now forming over the chakras in your second triad, including the recorder cell that is above your right ear in the area of your temporal lobe. This magnificent multidimensional configuration now encompasses all the lobes of your brain. Notice how the sound and color codes of the seventh dimensional light prism play through the seed crystals. Can you see the magnificence these seed crystals are as they light up? These upgraded seed crystals continually to transmit refined light emanations that alter the physical body at a cellular level. When you alchemically change the human cell through the compression mechanism that is utilized in the second triad, everything that concerns the body and its consciousness changes. This includes the cells, the neurons of the neurological system. the neurology of the brain and body gets a complete upgrade. The seed crystals are the prime activator of these upgrades that need to be initiated, as well as the specific time and progression of these activations. The creative light that is transmitted by these seed crystals is immense, and it is designed to create the changes that are required on many levels as the refined dimensional sequence begins to manifest. They are radiant instruments that change the synapses of the brain and its ability to process Christed thought. Every lobe of the human brain functions effectively now with purpose and design that was originally intended when the human body was created before its fall in consciousness. Because you are limited by a third dimensional body, these lobes could only function on a physical level. They could not function until you were awake enough to function in the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions. And a whole new world opens to you when these lobes of your brain begin to function at that refined dimensional level that they were intended. It's important that we explain to you now these changes and the way key parts of your brain contribute to your ability to create thoughts that emanate from the Christed mind. Take a deep breath. Let us pause and consider what we have just communicated to you and the possibilities that now lay right in front of you. Another deep breath. Another breath. First, let's talk about the seed crystal above the right ear. When it gets upgraded to the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional frequency, it is affected by the opening of the eighth dimensional light template. The temporal lobe, which is located in the area of your head, is designed to hear and have a two-way communication system. At a third dimensional level, it is strictly a physical function that is used in the dense third dimension. When this lobe gets upgraded by the refined states of consciousness of the fifth dimensional body, this lobe becomes a two-way hearing and communication vehicle to communicate efficiently with many realms of beings throughout the cosmos. Take a deep breath. You can only imagine the benefits of this particular activation and this effect that it has on this functioning of this lobe. The occipital lobe allows you to see both with sight and clairvoyance. It is non-functioning in the third dimension. As you sit now in that space between fourth and fifth dimensions, that lobe, the occipital lobe, allows you to begin to see both with sight and clairvoyance. Now, when we say clairvoyance, there is a very deep presence of a knowing of many things and a knowing of the direction in which you want to focus your attention with purpose and intention. The parietal lobe is designed so that you can hold your attention for long periods. It allows you to experience multidimensionality. This lobe can only function partially in a third dimension. It does allow you to focus your attention for lengths of time when needed to study or learn new skills. In refined levels of consciousness, it assists you to hold altered states of consciousness for periods of time that produce a multidimensional experience or helps you gain new reference points in refined states of consciousness. Deep breath. Another breath. Now let's talk about the frontal lobe, which is the largest of the lobes and is designed to hold memory. At a third dimensional level, it holds memory of things and events that would limit the survival of the body. It is often connected to the fear and separation template of the third paradigm. It also holds memory of physical pleasures such as taste, smell, or touch. The frontal lobe, at a refined level of consciousness, holds memory codes such as who you are as a being of light, or that you are more than your body. It holds memories of different star systems or realms where you experienced a life beside the life in a human body. Finally, we would like to explain to you how important these upgrades are to you. As we have said, they change the synapses in the way your brain can process the complexity of Christed thought. This is a must as you move forward in these ascension teachings. The function of your physical brain will be constantly upgraded so that you are capable of processing many different creative progressions that can manifest in multiple dimensional sequences. This also includes sound and color templates that contribute to creating in form, but creating as well as manifesting light. Take a few minutes, sit with us, in our Christed cosmic light crucible, with all of the magnificent supportive members. Be aware of yourself in your light body. Notice how the seventh dimensional light prism is sitting in the center of the new crystal clear multi-dimensional diamond configuration that encompasses all of the seed crystals, all of the lobes of the brain. The seventh dimensional light prism is not limited now by time or space. This light prism is permanently stationed in the center of the multidimensional diamond configuration. It constantly transmits to all of the seed crystals that are located in the physical body's head. It manifests a continual Christed light that will be upgraded as your consciousness and the consciousness of your stable fifth dimensional body grows. Notice how brilliant these seed crystals have become since the seventh dimensional light prism began to transmit its magnificent colors and sounds. The radiance of these crystals will never diminish, but stay constant. Be aware now of the radiant light crystals. Place your attention here daily so that you can witness how refined light affects this entire creative center. How these ignited crystals never waver, ever, in their transmission. How these crystals contribute through the sound and colors of the light prism to the awakening of all the lobes in your brain and their function. Let us sit together in the radiance of the light that is emanating from your very being as these activations take hold in your light body and in your physical body. The light emanation that you are capable of transmitting has changed your ability to transmit light by tenfold. You don't have to intend it. You don't have to focus your attention on it. It just is. For this is who you are. A being, a spiritual being of creative light. And it will transmit continually in your field, and it will have an effect on all those who are in your presence. It won't change your personality. It won't change the way in which you interact with others, whether they be partners, friends, family, or acquaintances. But these radiant light transmissions of who you are will allow those that you meet and interact with a fresh view of themselves. Now take a deep breath, another deep breath. And let us sit together in the radiance of our beings, beloved, of our beingness. We will close our session for today It was a lot that we have covered in this short time together. Today's activations will continue to integrate throughout this day and night. And the integration will continue for months until we are well into the 2023 series of teachings. Time is of no sequence here, beloveds. So rest. Integrate, contemplate, and receive. Blessings, beloveds, blessings.